Hot 103 Jam, celebrating 65 years with music, money, and more. Good morning, I'm Shay Moore.
Be shining in the building.
9:13, it's cooler with clouds, high at 69, sunny and 57 right now. And allow me to introduce our queen for the day, Brian B. Shining. Hit that applause
button
for
me. Let's get it, let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, all over Kansas City, this is Rita Rowland, our very first queen for the day in our Pink Friday contest. Now, for those of you who don't know, if you log on to KPRS.com, you can nominate a worthy breast cancer survivor or someone who is actually currently in the fight as well. They will be honored and represented here on the station with their story. So, Miss Rita Rowland, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. I am awesome, as my shirt says. Awesome, and you know it.
I am a
breast cancer survivor because I can survive.
That's right.
That's right.
I discovered a small lump in my left breast. March was a difficult month. Mm-hmm. And it was the way it started out, ladies, please do your examinations. I was lucky. It was a stage one. That means it was small. I did the surgery. I didn't lose my breast, but they did do a lumpectomy. I lost, a portion of my breast. But if you do your self-exams early, you can catch it early. Catch it when it's small, while they still have time to save your life. Because thank God, if I had not found this lump, I may not be here today, you know, to celebrate this day with my children, with my daughter who nominated me. Thank you, Miss Corey.
Yes.
Today we'd like to talk about how to do your breast exams. Not necessarily just how to do them, but what to actually look for.
Mm-hmm.
What mine started out as was just a kind of itchy, strange feeling near the back of my breast, near my underarm area. It just felt strange. And then a small lump appeared on the side of my left breast, which actually migrated to near my nipple and started to become slightly larger. At the time, it was slightly painful, not to the point where, you know, I was bending over in pain, but it was uncomfortable. Once you feel that discomfort, run, don't walk to your doctor and tell them, I have this strange feeling under my arm near my breast. Even if it is a strange feeling, catch it early. It could be anything.
That's what we've been hearing. You know, at first, years ago, they were saying that you needed to wait until you were 40 to get, you know, a mammography. But now we're hearing that.
Don't wait.
It's go early, because you were telling me earlier to have like a baseline.
A baseline in your 30s. Mm-hmm. Get a baseline in your 30s, a baseline mammogram in your 30s. Like me, I have densities. Densities are thickened areas in your breast that are not cancerous. It's just like gathered skin, thick skin. I'm not a large breasted woman, but ample, I guess you could say. But if you get a baseline, and then once another mammogram is done some years later, they have something to compare it to make sure that if your density has enlarged or is changed or it has moved. But it's always good in your 30s, ladies, to get your baseline mammogram. It doesn't hurt, slightly uncomfortable, but hey, no more than a breastfeeding baby, okay?
Right. And if you can save your life, that's the whole point. So log on to KPRS.com. There's more information on breast cancer. We're going to be featuring more women on the show each and every Pink Friday. And I want to present you with your Pink Friday prize pack. First, we've got a Hot 103 Jams t-shirt inside.
Oh.
You also have a pair of tickets to the 2015 18th and Vine Jazz and Blues Festival, which is happening on Saturday. Also have for you dinner for two at Jazzy Restaurant, a Louisiana kitchen. Last but not least, we have you a $103 gift card from Visa, and you can purchase anything you want. We just thank you so much, and we honor you, for your fight. So I'm going to get a kiss from you. And Brian, go ahead, because I'm going to get a kiss right now.
More coming up right here on Hot 103 Jams, y'all.
Straight out of KC and celebrating 65 years with music, money, and more. Hot 103 Jams.